From KBIA News in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. Today on Intersection, we're talking teeth, specifically about adults, our teeth, and access to dental care in Missouri. There's really no solid information on how many adults in Missouri live without dental insurance today. But in 2014, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services published an estimate that some 2.4 million Missouri adults could be without. That's about half of the adults in Missouri. Half, and we all know that going to the dentist isn't cheap. Over the summer, the need for adult dental care was right there for anyone to see in Columbia, when the Missouri Mission of Mercy Free Dental Clinic came to town. As a journalist covering the event, I was there the night before the doors opened, and there were dozens of people camping out overnight to make sure they got in. They were right to arrive early. Over 2 days, the clinic would serve more than 1,700 people. Angelica Newsom was there in line. She's really young, just in her 20s, and she even has some dental insurance through her job.
Even though I have insurance, I still can't afford to go to the dentist and get my tooth. I have a bad tooth that needs to be fixed. It's been hurting me. So I actually found it online. My mom told me about it. Some of her friends had gone to a benefit like this a few years ago. So I looked it up and we found it, and here we are.
And how long did it take you to get here?
About 2.5 hours. We came from Fort Leonard Wood, so it was quite... I tried to get some of my friends to come with me, but they couldn't get off of work to get up here. But yeah, it would be good to get this event out more for people to be here. I don't know how many are going to be here, but something like this could really help a lot of people for sure.
And your situation is interesting because you have health insurance, but you have specifically dental.
I do have dental. My dental insurance only covers up to like $500. So last year, my daughter is also covered, and we ended up paying $2,800 out of pocket, and we can't do that again. I mean, it took us a long time to get back on our feet after making the $200 a month payment for that to be taken care of. So when I heard about this, I'm like, we've got to get on it because we can't afford to do that again.
The person here at KBIA who got us working on the crisis in adult dental care in Missouri is Bram Sable-Smith, the lead reporter on the Health and Wealth Desk. He talked with me about the Mission of Mercy Clinic over the summer and about how many Missourians don't get the care they need.
We take a public health approach to our reporting, right? So we're especially interested in kind of the factors that you don't always see, the factors you don't always attribute to people's health. And so when you look at dental health, a lot of things are really striking about dental health in Missouri. So a full quarter of Missourians who are 65 or older are missing every single one of their teeth. They're missing all of them. But then it keeps going for people who are younger, people like you and me. 63% of Medicaid-enrolled children didn't receive any dental care in 2011. 92 out of 101 rural counties in Missouri are dental health professional shortage areas, right? Meaning they don't have enough dentists or dental health professionals, which includes hygienists and the like. They don't have enough to treat the people who are in those areas. And especially for low-income people, people on Medicaid, that's even more severe, right? So only 11% of dentists in Missouri accept Medicaid.
Wow.
And Missouri, our Medicaid program, at least to this point, doesn't fund adult dental benefits.
So even if you do have Medicaid and you're getting some health care taken care of, you're still not going to be able to access.
Right.
One of the things that surprised me when we were reporting the story is to see how many young people were there waiting in this really long line to get free dental care. Some of them really did have extensive dental problems.
Right.
So it seems like it's affecting all ages.
You spoke to the very first person in line who got the doors opened at, 5 a.m. on Friday morning, and he was there at, probably starting at 4 p.m. Thursday,
before.
The night before.
And he was young. He was only in his 20s.
Right. It affects everybody, really, and especially for low-income folks. Especially, when I was 26, I still had insurance through my parents, right? But not everybody is in that same position. And so if you don't have insurance, the cost of dental care can be prohibitively high.
Yeah, I was talking with a couple people in line. It's sort of a sad story to report because you're talking with people who are living with a lot of pain or embarrassment or shame because of how their teeth are or how their breath is. And really, they're telling you that they haven't gotten the money together to fix it.
That's right. And, you know, the health of your teeth, your oral health is very much part of your overall health as well. It's something that, you know, that's an approach that our state is taking now as they're trying to integrate their health systems. So the connection, you know, your oral health and your physical health and your mental health, even though those are three separate systems that you can go into, they're not unrelated. They're very much related. If you have, you know, excruciating pain, that could lead to a painkiller addiction, or it could lead to you missing work and not getting that income from the work that you're missing. And also, it can lead to other, you know, physical health issues in your body. So it's just an overall, your oral health is an overall important part of the entire health ecosystem of your body.
Thanks, Bram. Another person camping out at the free dental care clinic in Columbia over the summer was Margie Hughes. Here's Margie.
I've had two teeth pulled in the past 5 years, $300 a piece. And when you're on disability, you know, and you don't get coverage for it, you know. And it's like I worked all my life, you know, and then had everything taken away. And your teeth are very important to your health. I have fibromyalgia, and with the infections running in my mouth constantly, I'm tired, I'm more fatigued than I need to be, and, you know, state of Missouri needs to do something.
And even though you're on disability, you don't have dental coverage?
No, I have no dental coverage. I need approximately 6 or 7 teeth pulled because they're all broke off in my mouth. And I have pus pockets on my upper gums and stuff that I have to manually drain 3-4 times a day in order to keep it from swelling so bad and keeping the pain down.
So how did we get here? And is anything going to change anytime soon? Gary Harbison of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health spoke with Intersection at our studio in Columbia. Could you give us a bit of an overview of the challenges Missouri faces when it comes to oral health?
Sure, yeah. It's a much more complex issue than most people realize. And so you have... basically, every number available to us says a bad story about Missouri. So we know that we're 47th among states in access to oral health. That's a terrible place to be for Missouri. It means that a lot of people are not getting oral health care when they need it. And that's very important because without good oral health, you're not going to have good overall health. Any of the other numbers you look at tell the same story about the only thing we're good at is fluoridation of public water, which is a great public health intervention. However, in the past few years, we've seen this edging downward as conspiracy theorists put out information and work in their local municipalities to get it removed from the water.
And why are so many people without dental insurance?
Well, it is not a priority for the public. It's not a priority for policymakers. So in the Medicaid program, and this is one of the issues we've been working on, there is no coverage for adults on Medicaid in Missouri. It is in the budget for 2016. The budget has been signed, but it hasn't moved to implementation. And there's some detail about why that hasn't happened yet.
So we're really waiting to see if that budget really goes into effect with the money for adult dental care and Medicaid.
Yeah, that's right. It's paid for out of tax amnesty funds, which started September 1st, but the administration has maintained the money has to be coming in before they're going to start moving to implementation. And then there's a couple of administrative pieces that will slow it down further.
And dental health care for adults hasn't been part of Medicaid since 2005. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's been many, many years. We consider the work that we've done as a coalition and with our partners to get it back into the budget, both for 2015 and 2016, to be a real success story. But we want to see that next piece. We want to see it move to implementation.
People are actually going to the emergency room because of dental problems. Could you tell us a little bit about that situation?
Yeah, that would be another one of those proxy measures about people having insurance, having coverage. We have lots of people go into emergency rooms for untreated dental conditions. So these are not someone had an accident and broke a tooth and they go to the ER. These are situations that could have been handled if they had regular dental care. They don't have it, so they get in pain. They maybe have swelling in their face. It gets to the point where it's intolerable, and they go to the ER. Many of these folks are Medicaid folks because they have Medicaid coverage for emergency room services, even though they don't have coverage for dental. So they go there, and the emergency rooms are expensive, and they don't provide dental care. So what would typically be done is they would do an assessment, determine, yes, this person's in terrible pain, and they have an infection. So they get painkillers, antibiotics, and they're told, go get a dental appointment, which they typically can't do. So they end up back in the emergency room later.
It's a circle because you're not addressing the real problem.
Yeah, it's about $17.5 million we spend in emergency rooms every year on that situation.
So is that nationwide or just in Missouri?
That's just Missouri.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It is a tremendous amount of money and a tremendous inefficiency in our system. So we hope with reinstatement with adult dental, we'll start to see those numbers go down. In 2015, when the legislature put the money into the budget for adult dental to happen again, they included significant funds for provider rate increase. We thought that was really good. Unfortunately, the governor felt we don't have enough funds to implement that. So 2015 went by and it didn't happen. For 2016, they were a little bit more conservative with the funds, so they did not put in a big provider rate increase. We still think that's an issue. We're going to talk about that and what we think we could do about that.
So the provider rate increase would draw more dentists into the program, into working with Medicaid?
Yeah, we don't know how many, in all honesty, but I personally believe we'll never solve the access issue in Missouri unless we get the private practitioners, not just the dentists at the FQHCs, to serve Medicaid clients. We have some information from other states that have reinstated Medicaid about that, and generally speaking, if it's a decent increase in provider rates, you will see significant numbers of dentists come back into Medicaid and start serving people, and that'll tremendously increase access.
And so we're talking about people on Medicaid, and to be on Medicaid, you need to be at a certain poverty level.
You have to be making a very limited income to be eligible for Medicaid in Missouri. And even for people who have Medicaid and have dental coverage, they have copays to pay, and that can be problematic.
Now Gary's going to talk about FQHCs, which are federally qualified health centers and provide sliding scale fee dental services. And in the case of people who make too much for Medicaid, let's say I'm a single person, I work full time, I don't make a lot of money, but I'm outside of the Medicaid income limits.
Mm-hmm.
What are my options if my job doesn't provide me with dental care? It's to go on the market and buy dental care.
Yeah, that's problematic. But you could do that. You could also go to an FQHC and get sliding scale there. There's capacity issues there. They'll have to hire a lot more dentists. We think that will happen when adult dental comes online and Medicaid anyway. But that would probably be your best option right now would be to do that. One thing about the Affordable Care Act, we've had a big debate about Medicaid expansion in Missouri. Obviously, the legislature is not interested in doing that. As a coalition, we actually have not endorsed Medicaid expansion or worked on that issue simply because the Affordable Care Act is weak, however, on dental. However, because it doesn't require adult coverage. However, if Missouri determined that they wanted to expand Medicaid, they could choose to include adult dental coverage in the Medicaid expansion. We haven't had a vehicle to address that. We'd love to see that happen because that would start to pick up these people that are in between being able to get their private insurance and being Medicaid eligible.
What else should we know about what's going to be happening with dental care in Missouri moving forward?
Well, we've had some real successes in the policy arena. One of the other things that we worked with partners on was reinstating the state dental director position. And that sounds sort of like this administrative thing. Well, then what's that going to do? Shouldn't we be paying for services? And, that's true. But on the other hand, that leadership within the state system makes it harder for policymakers to forget about dental. And we just have this cultural societal bias that dental's this extra add-on thing that we can set aside and forget about. It's costing a lot of money to do that. It's an expensive proposition to let people end up in emergency rooms instead of regular care. The dental director will help make that not happen. The legislature in general over the past few years has really paid attention to dental. There's a oral health issue development committee that in the legislature. They've met regularly the past three sessions. They're paying attention to dental. So we've tried to advance policies just through making people more aware.
That was Gary Harbison, the executive director of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health, talking about adult dental care in Missouri. Now, we've talked a lot so far about the Mission of Mercy Free Dental Care Clinic that came to Columbia over the summer. But you don't need to go to a free dental clinic to find people struggling with dental care. Helen Tian of Intersection's community outreach team hit the street downtown in Columbia and heard these stories.
Renita Norwood.
What's your experience like trying to access dental care here in Columbia?
It's accessible, but it's definitely not affordable. I have employment and I have insurance, and I just paid a dental bill last year over $2,300, and that's copay. That's my part of the bill.
Have you always had dental insurance?
No. I remember a season when I went back to grad school where I did not have it, and my dental hygiene suffered because of it.
William Harris Raspberry. The reason why I don't have teeth is because I got tired of having headaches in my head, and most of the time I got tired of having the pain in my mouth. And that's the reason why I had them all pulled.
When did you lose your teeth?
I lost them when I was 17 years old.
Thanks, Helen. Laurie Henderson is a pediatric dentist and public health advocate. She was also a key part of the Mission of Mercy Dental Clinic here in Columbia over the summer. Laurie told us about the situation she finds some of her patients in. In your private practice and in that research, what are some of the challenges for adult dental care that you've seen consistently in Missouri?
Oh, I'm glad you've asked. One of the stories that comes to mind is a former patient of mine. He moved away, came back to this area, and brought his child to my office. He and his wife did. And he was taking out cash to pay for their service, and I said, don't you have dental insurance through your work? Because you just were telling me you and your brother work about 60 hours a week. Well, they're building their own business, and so no, of course, they don't have dental insurance. Well, you know, I offered to take care of his daughter, and I said, look, I'll take care of this emergency. I'll do all of her preventive care. All you have to do is come back when she's scheduled, and when you're able to have dental insurance, then I'll charge your dental insurance. But until that time, I'll do the preventive care for free. You pay me for fillings, because if she gets cavities, that's on you. And so we had that arrangement, and he was very faithful to taking good care of his daughter, and I see that over and over again. And he finally said to me at the last visit, he said, I have dental insurance now, and he said, I'm so embarrassed to show you, but I had an accident and I broke one of my teeth, and I'm finally going to get it fixed. So all the resources he had was going into building his business and doing for his daughter, and he came last. And I think we see that over and over again. And so sometimes when we talk about adults that could be Medicaid eligible as a safety net, we mischaracterize them as people who don't work and don't want to work, where really I think the truth is that it's people that are self-employed or underemployed, and any extra money they have goes to their kids, and they come last.
As our station has explored the topic of dental care in Missouri, we certainly have met working people whose jobs may include health insurance but don't include dental insurance. That seems to be a not uncommon situation that people are dealing with.
Yes. And if we could find a way with dental health experts in public health and dental health policymakers And our lawmakers, who I think on both sides of the aisle, recognize this problem and are trying to find cost-effective solutions. If we can come together and keep the momentum going forward, if we could take care of people's pain and suffering, keep them on their jobs, keep them comfortable, and out of emergency rooms for dental care, and then give them the opportunity to access preventive dental services, I think we'd have the best of both worlds and it would be cost effective. So to summarize, I think what we need is a coherent, complete plan that allows access to emergency services to relieve pain, suffering, and infection, and solid preventive services to prevent disease. We need to get out of the mindset that we need more drilling and filling. We're never going to drill and fill our way to better oral health for all Missourians. We need to really double down and focus on the cost-effective, scientifically proven preventive care that we have access to.
The idea being that it's easier to take care of something than to fix it once it's broken.
Exactly. And if we can, or if we can catch things when they're small, it might be affordable for people in middle or lower income to pay for those repairs if the safety net paid for the preventive care and the severe emergencies.
People who are on disability, people with disabilities as they move from childhood to adulthood are some of the really underserved populations. Are
Absolutely.
There others that you are aware of?
The underemployed, people who have several part-time jobs and therefore don't have dental insurance. And there's an obvious correlation in data that collected by the state bears this out. It's really income and education that keep people in a population that's underserved, and much less so than living in a rural or urban area in terms of ability to access dental care. Because there are people that actually have dental insurance that can't afford the copay for everyone in the family, and we talked about that earlier. They'll have their children taken care of, and then they don't go because they've used up the benefit for the family, and they can't afford the copay.
And that's interesting because some of the debates about who's able to access dental care center around people who live in areas where maybe there aren't many dentists.
Yes.
So certainly if there isn't a dentist close to your home, that seems like you might not go to the dentist as much. But in your experience, the greater barrier is really financial.
It is. And I've looked at the counties. There are 8 of the 114 counties in Missouri that do not have a dentist, but most of them have decreasing populations according to the Census Bureau. And interestingly enough, if you look at the state reports that ask the simple question to adults, have you been to the dentist in the last 12 months? People in those counties that don't have a dentist are seeing the dentist. Between 40 and 60% of them answered yes, they have seen the dentist, and that fits the data for the rest of the state. And so there are surrounding counties, and they probably go elsewhere to shop or visit relatives or even to work outside their county. And so somehow most of the people in those counties that don't have a dentist practicing there are accessing dental care at the same rate as everyone else in the state. But where you see these pockets where of underutilization, less than 40% of the population, adult population, having seen a dentist in the last year, it's in areas that are more impoverished and areas where there's that increased utilization of emergency departments for dental complaints.
Gary Harbison and Laurie are cautiously optimistic. If Medicaid is actually funded to include adult dental benefits, that will help several hundred thousand people out. But there could still be a lot of low and moderate income people in the same situations they're in today. People like Gary Borer and Seth Nevels, who we'll hear from now. Here's Gary.
I used to have dental care back. I lived in Florida, and I had dental care. and they filled a bunch of them, where then the job went debunked and I lost the insurance. After that, I couldn't afford it no more, and now all the fillings is coming out, the teeth are breaking off, and I just can't afford to get them pulled. So.
And do you have medical insurance now?
I got medical at my where I work, but I don't have dental. I can't afford the dental. $4,200 for a complete false teeth and get all them pulled.
And here's Seth, who works at a restaurant in Sedalia.
It ripples through your whole body, too, and it can affect everything. I mean, not to mention just your mental state, obviously, is going to be affected. But, you know, you're going to be more irritable and grouchy and unable to handle stuff or concentrate with that much pain. You know, dental pain, that drags you down just as much as a lot of things people go to the ER for. I don't get how you can go there, and if you have pain, they're supposed to treat you. But yeah, if it's a toothache, all of a sudden it's an exception. They can send you away and do absolutely nothing and sit there and let you suffer and be in pain. You won't let me die, but you're going to let me literally want to shoot my head out, you know, because of the pain that I'm feeling every day for years on end.
Thanks for spending your time with us here at Intersection, Conversations with Our Community. I want to thank our producers, Katie Eisterhold and Daniela Vidal, and our community outreach team of Helen Tien and Kara Tabor, who want to hear from you. Reach out to them on Facebook and follow our page, Intersection, on KBIA. And of course, thank you to our guests, Bram Sable-Smith, Gary Harbison, and Laurie Henderson, and to all of the people who shared their stories with us at the Mission of Mercy event and around Columbia. Our music is Montana Skies. Please join us next week at 6:30 p.m. on Monday for more Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection, right here on KBIA 91.3 FM.